Once the player has collected the shotgun, they are only halfway through the shotgun gate. Next, they need to learn how to reload it. To drive home the necessity for the player to learn how to use this new weapon, we added an incoming threat, using a variety of audio and visual effects to sell it. While our goal is to make the player feel like they have a limited amount of time, the time pressure is entirely fake, and everything proceeds based on the player's progress in loading the shotgun for the first time. Once the shotgun has been loaded, a short timer starts, after which zombies burst through the walls. If the player happens to look at the walls before that timer is up, we abort the timer and introduce the zombies. The combination of a timer and a look trigger is a common trick used in places where we'd like the player to see a neat visual moment, but we can't wait forever or the game simply won't progress. The breaking of the walls by the zombies is the final step in opening the shotgun gate. Having new enemies open the way forward when they enter the player's space is a fairly tried and true method, but it's never one we're particularly happy with. It's always a bit too convenient and lacks agency on the player's part. But in a setup like this, which contains a novel puzzle, a new weapon, and its associated mechanics, plus an ambush, we're already dealing with a lot of design complexity packed into a small space, and further additions would complicate the scenario even further.